Hey everybody, Radical Russ here reporting for the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour on 420 Radio, and we're here with none other than Boston's legendary Dave Tree.
How you doing, Dave? Oh, Radical Russ, because that's how we do it here on the Boston Common, man, in Massachusetts. You want a revolution, we'll start it. Oh, right here. Why not? Looks like a good spot to me.
That's right. We're going to legalize here. Question four in Massachusetts.
2016, finally.
No doubt.
Finally, the persecution and the prosecution may come to an end.
Yeah.
And we can all be friends.
Yeah,
we thought, you know, and law-abiding citizens at the same time.
Yeah, man.
I can't believe it. They're going to decriminalize me. Decriminalize Dave Tree, please. 2016. Vote four on me.
God grows grass, man. Why shouldn't it be decriminalized?
God grows grass, and it's undeniable. If you want to get all, like, non-nature, get non-nature. If you want to get all religious, get all non-religious. But it's there.
Yeah, man.
It's a fact, you know? And you know what? Some people can do it, too. People can do it, too, you know? Like, some people are gardeners, and some people are farmers. And it's a very beautiful profession because you get to see an end product. And I would highly recommend people that if they think they can do it, to do it.
Right on, man. Now, you just got off of sitting in on a blistering set with Null Set.
Yeah, Null Set from Worcester, Mass. They used to be called Gangster Bitch Barbie. And guess what? Mattel sued them.
What?
Mattel.
They got upset about that.
They got upset about Gangster Bitch, I guess. Maybe. Or maybe it was the Barbie part. No, it was the Barbie part.
Probably the Barbie part.
But, like, don't you think there's other, like, what about the girl named Barbie down the street that was a gangster bitch and they wrote all the songs about her? Wait a minute, like, this is, like, you know, like, your product is getting in the way with, like, the real world now.
Yeah.
Or is the real world getting in the way with your product? I mean, like, who sues who?
Yeah.
They should have sued them back.
You know? How dare you?
You're going to have to change
your doll to
Mabel. You know what I mean? You know?
But these
Mabel
guys
Marijuana.
Totally rocked the show here.
Oh, you know what? I'm so honored. These guys asked me to play a tree song, and they're like, which one do you want to play? And I'm like, dude, we should play God Grows Grass, right?
It's Freedom Rally.
And they're like, well, we could play Excommunicated. I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, we could. But, like, you know, it's another churchy song, you know? But, why don't we just go with, the grass song?
Right.
Because, like, you know what? We'll keep it green. It's quick. It's a quick song. It's got a little punch. Get this dynamic. It's got this little magical moment where the guitar just goes... And we just, like, kind of, like, throw something in the air, and when it lands, that's our timing.
I watched that. I got that on film. That's great.
That's how you time it. That's how you do that. That's how you do that part.
So what's happening? You say you got a CD, you got new music going on?
I got a new band called See This World. You can check us out at seethisworld617.com. We got 9 songs up now, 5 videos. I'm really psyched about the band. It's really cool. Everyone gets along really well. We write songs really easily. You know what I mean? It's like when you go to practice and you don't even get to practice that much, but when you do, you're either starting a song or finishing a song. It's like, what a way to be. It's like, feels good to be creative like that and not, you know, and it's a pretty new band, so it's like a year and a half old. Unfortunately, we couldn't play today because 2 of the guys in my band play in the Highland Games because they're bagpipers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're giants because, like, you know, all bagpipers
have... Yeah, they're like the king of
not
bagpipers.
Not all bagpipers have to be giants, but most of them.
Right.
Just most of them. So they couldn't be here tonight, but it would have been awesome because, like, Slane is here, and, like, we just played with his buddies, recorded some songs with his buddies, Natural Born Spitters, NBS, and you guys check them out too. NBS, Natural Born Spitters, are awesome, like, hip hop band from Dorchester. My band's from Dorchester. We met these guys because we were doing a boxing event where my bass player's son was boxing, and he's like, it was really cool. And, like, the guy that was, the guy that promoted it was, like, a bartender. Like, he owns a bar, and he's carrying Tree Beer, and that's how I met him. Because I have a beer now, too, so Tree Beer. Doesn't have any weed in it yet. Snap. Because I was like, hey, they're like, you want to make a beer? And I'm like, sure. I'm like, weed beer. And they're like, no, we're thinking about an IPA. I'm like, no, weed. They're like, oh, yeah, clever, like a weed-tasting beer. I'm like, no, weed. And they're like, nah, it's kind of illegal. I'm like, really, still? And they're like, maybe in a couple of years.
Yeah, well, I'll get there.
But so, like, we could have played with Natural Born Spitters. We did a song with those guys, and we did one of their songs for them, and, like, did it musically, like, live, and they rap over it. And then we did a cover of the Rocky theme song, the bam ba ba bam ba ba bam, and they gotta fly it. And we had, like, these girls come in and sing that part, and then those guys rap it, and, like, don't do anything on it. It was just pretty much just my idea, and I tried to sing on it, but I can't really. I can't hit those notes, man. Yeah. I can't hit those notes. Yeah.
So, Tree Beer, new CD.
New CD.
How do people find it?
See this, all right, See This World. We're on Bandcamp. So, if you just go to our site, seethisworld.com, 617.com. You can check all that stuff out. You can go buy the songs and just listen to them and check them out, see if you like them. And if you do, like, promote, like, help us get it out there, you know, because, like, that's what it's all about when you... And there's nothing more pleasurable than I know in my life is turning people on to new stuff like music or food or something to do, you know, like a new place to go, you know, or a new beer. Yeah.
Tree Beer, folks.
Psych. Wow, see, full circle.
We came all the way around on that. And speaking of coming all the way around, Boston Freedom Alley, you've got the Michael Malta King of Pot shirt on.
Made these.
So rest in peace for the King of Pot and
well,
wishing
to
be here.
Me and my buddy Red Blazer put this together to raise some money so we can actually get a bench here on the Boston Common with a plaque on it in his honor because he passed away.
Where do I go buy one of these to help?
Well, you know what? It's over. We did it, and like I still have the screens, so I mean, a special order, no problem. I can give the money to Valerie. It would be totally cool. That's Mike's wife and or his dad, Daddy O. I mean, like I knew Mike really, 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 really well. I met him through a friend of mine from like that I grew up for that like lived at his house, and still does.
Yeah.
And like my buddy Dave. So it's like you know he was very dear. And clear to us. Like, he wasn't a pothead. Like he was like this Italian townie dude that was like, you know, like, hey, you know, hey, what's going on over here? You know, like, you know, like a friendly jab in the ribs, but it's still a jab in the ribs, but it's friendly. It's friendly, you know? And you're instant friends with people like that almost, you know. At least I find myself to be gravitate to people that are willing to take kind of like, you know, social chances, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and he wasn't really a weed head, and he only did it because he had a medical condition that he really needed to have something,
yeah.
You know, and it really helped him, and it was
out,
a shock
when he, out on the West Coast,
and it's a shock when he passed away,
yeah.
And but at least it wasn't from opiates, you know what I mean, and right. And like, because when all my friends die, because they're dying all the time now, when they don't die from opiates, it's like almost a good day. Like my buddy, like who beat the drug. Just got lost in a kayak. He's a great, my buddy Paz. He passed away. I love that guy. Great artist. He was down in St. John. He was on a kayak, and he got lost. And like, he came back from dark times. He came back to be a good like. And then when I heard that he passed away, it was horrible. But at least I was relieved that he did it almost on his own terms and in the ocean. And like, you know, it's almost like a kind of way for him to go, because like he was like that kind of person, you know. You know, he was just like, he was like Tom Waits as an artist. You know what I mean?
There you go.
He really was like Tom Waits, but an artist. And painted and just did really great stuff. Like painted with like coffee and cigarette ash, you know? And it comes out great, you know? It's like, yeah. Like he taught me how to be inventive. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad you saw the sign too.
Oh yeah. Do like, so he's just, we just got the band, the stage manager over here to just tell us, like, I saw the 5 sign. I'm like, oh. Put up the five. You know, it's funny.
Five more songs?
Okay. No. It's funny. Like they've asked me to like do speaking engagements here, and they're like, how much do I get? I'm like, 10 minutes. I'm like, great. And I show up, and I'll ask like one of the bands or somebody else to give me 5 minutes, and they'll give me 5 minutes. So now I have 15 minutes, and the speech engagement is over. I just put the band on stage, and they're like, how are you gonna play for 15 minutes? I'm like, watch me. Boom! Play like 5 songs, 15 minutes, over, done. Like 7 songs, 15 minutes. It's like punk rock. We're punk rock.
That's right.
Some songs are under a minute, some are a minute and a half. I'm like, you know what? We're not in the dairy business. We don't milk shit. I don't milk shit. You know what I mean? We don't milk it. Unless it's like to create an atmosphere, then you're like, it's just called, repeat. It's just called repeat. It's not milking. That's just repeating, you know? And
wow,
cause it's just turning, it's creating an atmosphere for the next catalytic moment to happen musically. Like, Where's this roller coaster going next? Up, down, left, off the tracks, on the
off
tracks,
the
in the river? Who knows? You know. But man, radical.
Hey, Dave
radical,
Tree, thanks so much for
radical
sitting in
Russ.
With us. And to Herb Thrasher, you wish you were here.
Oh man, I miss Herb Thrasher so very much. Herb. You're the best, dude. Miss you. You can stay at my house all the time. And Looch, my dog, misses you and kisses you from afar.
Take it easy. Good Freedom Rally, man.
Good Freedom Rally.
All right.
Come on, Massachusetts. Let's do this.
Right on. Take it easy.